Not now, for the songs of a nation's wrongs, not the groans of starving labor. Let the rifle ring and the bullet sing to the clash of the flashing saber. There are Irish ranks on the tented banks of Columbia's guarded ocean, and an iron clank from flank to flank till the dawn remains in motion. And the Franks' souls there clear, true and bare, to all as the steel beside them can love or hate with the strength of eight till the grave of the valiant hide them. It seems to be he, Maelardry, whose swords avenging glory must light the fight and smite for right like a Brian's in olden story. With pale of right and the panic flight shall last sturdy Yankees base and hollow. Hear a Celtic race from their battle lace charge to their shout of Valhalla. By the souls above, by the land we love, her tears bleeding patience, the sledge is rot that shall smash to not the brazen fire of nations. The Irish green shall again be seen as our Irish fathers bore it, all earning the wind from the south behind and the Yankee rout before it. O'Neill's red hand shall purge the land, rain a fire on men and cattle, till the Lincoln snakes in their own cold legs plunge from the blaze of battle. The nails that rest on Columbia's breast and the voice of true men stifle will exorcise from the rescue rise our talisman the rifle. For the tyrant's life, a holy knife of a union not dissolvers, the best we can are stalwart men, Columbia and revolver. Shall a march by triumphal arc, where may swell the slaughter? Our drums shall roll from the Capitol or the tomb of faithful water. Rise, bleeding ghosts, to the Lord of hosts, for judgment final and solemn. Your fanatic horde to the edge of the sword is doomed, line, square, and column.